Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The fact that you're going on eBay on this like shady fork fell off the truck site and getting a one-to-one, that level of effort should be put towards getting an MRI.
The thing that finally got us kicked out was I put up, what's the name of the street that goes through town with maple trees on both sides?
Maple Ave, right?
Yeah, and everyone wrote Maple Avenue, and I said, no, I don't think that's it.
Yeah,
I don't
think that's it. Again, who has the time for this?
I don't anymore, but it was great when it lasted. Those were the salad days, Oscar.
What grown man, 44, is engaging with like someone's mother on Facebook that he, a coworker's like mom, who were friends,
yes.
And I'm writing her, don't be jelly.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
I already know it's going to be a special day because I played the right open.
Ooh.
That makes it better than yesterday's show right out of the chute.
May I make a request?
I know what it's going to be. You've requested it before. Go ahead.
I would like Here's Rob and Oscar.
I know.
But that's been 10 years. I'm okay with that. I'm not petty. I'm not jealous of people except for my brother. Matt, will you please, for the love of God, just do pick one, like one tagline, like one thing you're known
from the beginning.
Because it's so off-putting that you're like workshopping what you want to start the show with.
Oh, yeah,
it is.
Like before, showtime was like, okay, fine.
It's okay.
Yesterday it was record time, and today it's podcast time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be different every time.
It does not.
I completely disagree.
People don't want the same thing every day.
They don't hear it.
Some people
do. I want the same thing every day, and I hear it.
You ramp us up.
Yeah, you do.
It's like I'm going off the wrong runway. I was like, what just happened here? What's podcast time?
Yeah. Isn't that recorded here?
No.
Podcast time?
No, it's so, it's like you're so nice, but I hate you right now. It's really upsetting me.
Yeah. Well,
I don't hate you, but
how about one, two, three, go?
That's too boring.
Showtime is fine.
Showtime
and you
is
could do
great.
Like voices of Showtime. You could pretend to have a personality with Showtime. Whatever you want to do. Really? I'm gonna stop insulting.
Do you have anything other than Larry King in your voice hopper?
No, not really.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Like when you were a kid, did you like do a Tweety Bird or anything?
It's got to be something, right?
It has to be something in your past.
Do you do anime voices? No, but I always loved Colonel Harry Potter, and I never knew.
Hold that. Let me read this, please. And then you see now they've got a reason to stick around because we have the Rich Little of Fairfax Station here, live from Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Now in our second decade, the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first timer, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. And for our longtime friends, thank you for spreading the word every day about TMOS in Omaha Beach, Normandy, France, Elwood City, Pennsylvania,
Elwoods,
Henderson, Tennessee, Lubbock, Texas, Yuma, Arizona, Pisa, Italy. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. When I say Elwood, do you think of the Blues Brothers?
Oh, I think of Legally Blonde.
Oh, is there an Elle Woods in that movie?
I think the primary character, her name's Elle Woods.
Oh, Elle Woods. Yeah, yes. I thought maybe there was like a character.
I don't know if I'm proud of that or that fact, or I'm embarrassed.
You enjoy that movie, and you also enjoy Clueless.
One and two.
Oh, I've not taken in two
Legally
yet.
Blonde, too.
Yeah, but I know you like the Clueless, too.
Yeah, I think that's anybody that grew up or went to high school or middle school in the 90s or elementary school. I don't even know what year that came out.
I think
97?
Maybe.
Right? Probably.
Let's ask Colonel Harry Potter.
Who's Colonel Harry Potter?
Okay, this is just a little backstory.
I know the rooster.
No. Harry Potter is, of course, the boy wizard.
Top Gun.
Right? And then Harry Potter is the boy wizard.
You and I both know that, but I don't think that's a Harry Potter character.
No, but here's the thing. The voice that he's mentioning is when Mike would do Colonel Potter, from MASH, who was his name, Harry Morgan, and make him be the boy wizard, and usually with weird sexual fetishes.
Oh no, I don't want any of that. I want the voice, but I don't want to hear the fetishes. No, I don't. Especially coming out of his mouth.
In the days of old, Colonel Harry Potter used to hit on me all the time. You think this is uncomfortable? Yeah, it was. It was.
Do the open with the voice.
Yeah, like start us off.
Okay. Showtime. That's all I can do. I mean, Colonel Harry Potter was like, he had to talk about like Ron Weasley's magic wand.
Tony, that's just your voice.
No, that's not even a voice.
Me.
No, leave me alone.
The
you
gingerbread
guys are jerks.
Man is what I have.
You
right?
guys are jerks,
and I'm self-aware. That's all I got.
Okay.
I can do the Donald Duck sneeze, barely.
Barely. You're workshopping it.
Well, this is what I do.
And then Pony comes on and says something like, "Hi, this is James Cagney, classic Hollywood star James Cagney. Hello, my name is Jimmy Stewart."
I'm not gonna, and Mike, I'm sorry. You're not here. God bless you.
Maybe people are craving
enjoy
voices.
Your vacation.
Yeah.
The sneeze.
The Donald Duck sneeze?
Yes.
Very apropos with him in Orlando.
That was really good.
You need to work on the front end.
Done.
The front end sounded like Donald had COVID.
Well, it's a COVID Donald.
COVID Donald.
Yeah.
With his sons.
Yeah.
His nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Variant.
Yeah.
But the
Omicron.
The close on that was very strong.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very, very good.
Yeah, I've been, I'm coming off of no less than 8 hours of that sneeze all through vacation.
Right. Why? Well, not on vacation. You didn't have to sneeze on vacation, did you?
Oh, for on demand for a 5-year-old nephew.
Oh, I see. You had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He would say, do the achoo.
You didn't want to just like drop him off at the free clinic for the afternoon
where he could hear
millions of achoos?
We'd be there and he'd be like, does Donald need to sneeze now? I guess he does.
Does Donald need to sneeze? Speaking of, I love when Oscar refers to his characters in the third person. Donald's not here. It's T.O. Oscar, and Donald only needs to sneeze after inhaling Comet.
Yes, Donald needs to take a dirt nap.
Donald is thinking about driving into a highway up.
How deep is this pool? So I just want to clarify. We would, and I'm sorry. I know this is not my show. It's Mike's show.
It is your show.
It's
today.
Your show as well. Partly. Pony show. It's a listener show.
Take the reins.
Listeners, I don't want any BS about this. Be honest with us.
I saw a lot of it, yeah.
Just tell us if you want less pony or more pony. Bottom line.
This is not where I thought this was going.
Because I see the hate for us.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'll bring it on.
Yeah.
That means you're listening.
What does not kill you makes you stronger.
Yes. I like Pony on the show. I think he's less nervous when Mike's not here. I think he's more of a human being. And there's a lot of layers to that onion that we still haven't peeled back. For example,
our last talking head, actually, one of his things he said was, Pony, be quiet and do your job. And I put it in the descriptor, but I love when Pony talks most of the time.
He took that back, though.
He rescinded it.
Yeah, well, I mean, people are hateful as well. So,
yeah.
And does the apple fall far from the tree? I don't know. I think Pony's a good guy, and
he's not an apple
loving.
Guy.
This is true.
I don't. It might have been early. My call time this morning was 5:30 a.m. Right,
that's early, man.
Early, yeah. Early for your boy.
Yeah,
who went to bed at 2 a.m.
Okay, wait, 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours, okay. Just enough.
Why so early? I bet you tell me.
I had to work on some stuff for work.
Okay,
and. I'm feeling great right now, by the way. I'm lying.
He's fooling.
Yes.
Oscar, you said that your plan for the show was to fool everybody.
I said, I'm dying inside. I'm going to try my best. True story.
But then I said, you can do this. You said, I'm going to fool everybody.
So this morning around 6:30 a.m.
You'd been up an hour.
I get off the Peloton, right?
Oh, so you got up early to work out.
Yeah, but I'm also doing research and stuff for other stuff.
Right.
Listening to other podcasts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a note and a link on our TMOS fan club. Shame on you if you haven't made your way in. The TMOS fan club on Facebook.
Right.
Where Matt's Ponyboy's mom had posted an article about my friend who I haven't seen forever, Todd Moore.
Well, I think he was at one point we would all call him a friend.
And I would still, in fairness to him, just because our politics are different,
right,
doesn't mean that we can't be friends.
But you were exceptionally close.
It has strained our friendship. Yes. There's no doubt.
And
bottom line.
Can you give us an elevator pitch real quick of how you two met? Because it's a good story.
Well, we were at in a bathhouse.
No, not with the one about the rental suits. The one about him listening to the show, and he called up about apps, didn't
in
he?
In Europe?
No.
Oh, you want the real story.
The real story. You did travel with him to China.
We did. We went to Hong Kong,
that was another
Beijing,
bathhouse
Shenzhen.
Tour. Sure. Ciao, ciao.
I don't think I need to do that. Todd and I met in 2008 when, and maybe this is important for people that care, that when Todd was listening to a midday show I worked on, Pigo and Dukes, on the radio, and I was telling the guys about an app when nobody knew what an app was. When the iPhone came out, the first 2 weeks of an iPhone.
Yes.
And I said I paid $2.99 or something for a little program that will help me sleep at night. And everybody just made fun of me because who would ever think you'd pay for anything and install it on your phone?
Right.
It really was. And if you heard it, it's like hearing it. I'm trying to equate that to something else today.
Well, I can, you know what? I remember the first time, and it was on a news segment on the old Don and Mike show, when the first DVR/TiVo was explained to us. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, you could start a show after it began, watch it, and finish in real time. And all we could say was, time machine. It's a time machine. But DVRs now are just
correct.
Commonplace. Yeah, everyone can use them.
Most people don't know. Most kids don't know a world without them.
Exactly. So
there was actually something called TiVo. You would have to buy just to do that.
Yeah, I mean, and the notion of your phone doing anything besides that little noise when you walkie-talkied your friend—that was
the
most
Nextel.
Yeah, the Nextel. That was the most advanced phone feature then.
So when
there was no downloading, there was no keyboard.
So I'm talking about this app, and then next you know, on the phone screening software, you see, and. Matt, you weren't the one that picked up the call in the back room, right? Were you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, someone else wrote, the guy who built the sleep machine on your phone is on hold. Line two.
We had the best phone screeners at WJFK.
And
sleep machine.
Talk radio is notorious for crinkle.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
The Baba Booey's of the world.
They love to fool you.
Yeah, calling from on the scene, and you're like, okay.
And your line of first defense as a phone screener who is most likely an intern is probably not your best line of defense.
Back then, yes, it was most likely an intern.
Right.
So I said, I write a note within the software into the other room, like an instant message that says, just have them hold, please.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, it ends up being Todd Moore.
Right.
And he is a software engineer, and he had programmed this app called White Noise, who's very popular and famous. And if you know the show, you probably know who Todd is. And I ended up going to a Chili's parking lot and then actually like grabbing a bite with him. And I said, I'd love to learn more about the software side of the world. And he goes, I'd love to learn more about radio. And we struck up a friendship.
And you both wanted nachos.
Yeah, we struck up a friendship. And
you would go on to create an early episode, an early podcast.
Correct. We actually created a tech show that was on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And I loved that show because the more you both drank, the more you sounded alike.
Well, we weren't drinking when it was on CBS radio.
No. But it got to be a podcast, it was.
Text 411.
Yes.
So I see Glenda Bloom post an article about an old friend, Todd Moore, that essentially states that Todd's making $18,000 a month on sleep sounds.
Right.
And
that he has a staff.
And he has a staff.
Sleep staff.
And as soon as I saw it, I think my comment might have been at 6:30 in the morning. I don't know. You have to check the log. Was don't be jelly. To your mom, Matt.
Yeah.
And then I followed it up with an edit that said, Todd's been doing this for 20, like essentially since the app started.
Right.
So you got to give someone a little credit, something along those lines, right?
And he's not a one trick pony. No, he's built some good stuff along the way.
But I look back at that and I'm like, what grown man, it's 44, is engaging with like someone's mother on Facebook that a coworker's like mom, who were friends,
yes.
And I'm writing her, don't be jelly.
You really have taken, and I think
like we're in high school.
I was going to say Facebook skews to an older demographic, which is okay. That's fine. If you it's like Facebook, yeah. I love it. Yeah. I think it's great, but I am the older demographic, but you effectively took it right down to an eighth grade level.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well.
And I wasn't. Maybe I'm defending my friend, but
maybe. But I mean, the fact is, you defended him with something that would have been more appropriate in a yearbook.
Yeah. And let me ask you:
too cute to be forgotten.
Is your mom older than 60? She doesn't look older than 60. She doesn't look older than 50.
She is Mike's age.
Born 1959.
She doesn't look it.
Yeah.
She great genetics. You look really young, Glenda.
Hmm.
And so I don't know, but at that time my mind. She went straight to don't be jelly. And the entire day I sat and I said, I've written some, you know, interesting retorts on the web. Nothing too crass or crucial, but don't be jelly is not on my top five.
No, it's not really your top of the book. And also it's, well, it's,
and for those who not know, you shouldn't be jelly. It's jealous.
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of people knew that, but I'm glad you clarified it. Pop.
How would you know?
I think the comment was best described as being benign. It was not a harmful comment. You weren't insulting anybody. You were. It was more of a
but
coaxing.
But her posting it felt like your mom.
And didn't she write, and I'm not going to pile on here, I just want to get the story out. Wasn't her
caption...
Are
you just a reporter?
Yeah, I'm just a reporter. I'm the Pat Collins of this show. Wasn't her comment, she put the link up and then wrote... Guess who?
Yes.
Yeah. Which has a sort of, that's tinted with a bit of attitude, I think. Yeah.
Is your mom
a staunch liberal?
But for me, I felt like she was posting that in a negative way.
Yes.
In an eighth grade way. And I matched that post with my like sixth grade, as Rob said, yearbook post. that says, don't be jelly.
Don't be jelly. And see you in September.
The entire day, I was like, man.
You regretted it?
I said, I'm so much better than don't be jelly.
If you had a DVR or a time machine and you could rewind, what would have been a better comment?
It would have been, you know what? Not sure why you would post this in this manner. But
see, that's better.
But I just want to clarify that, you know, opportunity and hard work. I mean, they intersected, and this man's been working, regardless of you know our rift.
Mm-hmm.
That hard work is hard work.
Pony, is your mom the jelly type?
I think it is absolutely possible here that my mom was trolling you.
Mm. Really?
You know what?
But I wasn't
sometimes.
Tagged.
Sometimes she just likes to poke fun.
Yeah, but I wasn't tagged in it.
Well, she may not have known to tag.
Was she trolling everybody then?
It's possible. I mean, she saw, you know what? She saw an article that involved someone who was involved with the show and thought it was interesting, and she put it up.
But the way she put it up.
Yeah, not like, congrats.
I don't think she was trolling.
Or even, how about this? It was, guess who? Maybe that's just the way I read it.
No, I don't know any other, like... Was there a game that we didn't know about? Like, it's...
Well, I mean, what if she was saying it, and it would be different if she said, guess who? Or, guess who?
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! See, that has a different flavor. Yeah.
I don't know. But $18,000 a month from Sleep Sounds.
Yeah.
Like the headline buries what the lead, which is the work that needs to be done.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right?
Didn't you work for Todd for like a hot second?
For a brief minute. Yeah. You know what? The amount of product he puts out, I couldn't keep up with.
Yeah.
I mean, he does an amazing job. He has a sleep staff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's sort of an odd thing for her to drop in there. You know what?
Yeah. And it's been,
if she just dropped in without a comment, that would be different.
And it's been living in my subconscious. Just
she got, you know what? There's something in your craw.
Yes.
She got in your craw.
Yeah.
And you reacted badly.
Well, I met her at a lower bar.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Like she was a mean girl in high school. And then I went straight to middle school with the don't be jelly.
Yeah. Well, you're not jelly now.
No, I'm confused.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm concerned that
yeah.
don't See, be jelly rolled off my fingertips.
This is why my mom only posts on Facebook about every 19 months.
Yeah,
because there's
it.
Just too much trouble.
Just certainly. Does she do this to you? Like, if
no.
you post something happy or something great happens to you, you're like, hey, but this can't end well or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, you get a first bite of the season. Good luck not drowning, son. Like,
well, I think it would be more subtle than that. It would be like Pony Ray caught a delicious bass today. Mm-hmm. And then she would write under it, okay, here we go. You know, just
something subtle
could conceivably be okay, but it's not.
I don't see your mom as internet troll.
Yeah.
No, she's not a troll, but I mean, I think she just saw this story and thought it was interesting and posted it. And I mean, maybe the guess who could have been taken in all sorts of ways.
Do you
ways.
Think it was guess who or guess who?
I think it was guess who.
Oh, like Colonel Potter.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
What about guess who's successful?
What about, how about this? Guess who's about to make a reply to this post that he's going to regret for 48 hours?
Yeah.
Don't be jelly.
There's full regret.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like, I feel like
I applaud you for not taking it down.
Oh, I wanted to.
Don't.
I wanted to.
Be proud.
And then it started getting action. I'm like, well, if I take it down, then that, you know, what's done is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, do you, and I know that we used to do a tech report here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's my realm. Are you interested at all in the breakdown of what this WWDC, just like a tech corner this week, maybe tomorrow?
I'd love it.
All right.
Yeah. You can prepare that?
Done and done.
You won't do like a, it's not going to be like a PowerPoint or anything.
No, it's not a guess who.
Guess who?
iOS 15. No.
Any really.
The teases?
Yeah, a hot tease.
Well, what sparked that U-turn was that you can now, with iOS 16.
Yes.
Guess who? You can take back, you essentially have a 15-minute window to undo a sent text.
But
we can talk about that tomorrow.
You're right. You're right. Do you? Okay, I will ask you
one
thing.
We just never had a chance to ever do that with iOS. Once it was sent, it was sent.
Do you have a strong opinion about that, or are you going to present both sides? Are you going to be a reporter
or a
commentator?
Both sides.
Okay.
Because Android, you've been able to do this forever.
Okay.
But not with iOS. Not so, with Apple. Devices.
So if you texted guess who or don't be jelly, well, you could bring it back.
Don't be jelly. At least I have a 15-minute shot clock to take back.
Very high pressure.
Without, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll take a deeper dive for the common good, without anybody knowing.
I would love it if there isn't a text. After you put up don't be jelly, I'd love to see you at like 1445.
Yeah.
Just... I don't know.
Yeah,
leave me alone.
Right now on Facebook, you can hit edit and then you see the version that was up before.
Yeah. Brad has done a thing. My buddy Brad, when he was feeling like a merry prankster, would go into political posts and comment on something. And then when someone replied, he'd change his comment above it so it looked like they were agreeing with the wrong thing.
Oh, to make them look crazy.
Exactly.
There must be a... Oh, who has the time?
That's what I know, exactly. Although I will say... That's not as rewarding as when we used to go and make up. So we were kicked out and banned from a site about Vienna, Virginia, where I grew up.
I remember this.
A town that I hate. And I would go in and make up posts. Like the first one was about a fire at a petting zoo that happened in 1968, and I real open ended. Does anyone remember this? And no one, and then no one did. And then my favorite, the thing that finally got us kicked out was I put up, "What's the name of the street that goes through town with Maple Street with both maple trees on both sides?"
It's Maple Ave, right?
Yeah, and everyone wrote Maple Avenue, and I said, "No, I don't think that's it.
Yeah,
I don't
think that's it." Again. Who has the time for this?
I don't anymore, but it was great when it lasted. Those were the salad days, Oscar. It was fun when you could, and I was trolling. Yeah, I was.
Oh, my God.
But I had a targeted audience and also a distinct dislike for the town. So, I mean, I was fueled by that.
Yeah, and we established yesterday that Vienna is better than Centerville.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's certainly closer. Yeah. Things.
Jeez.
I mean, the one side of Vienna is practically Tyson's.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyson's is, whoa. You know.
You know.
So your mom, what do you think, she'll troll us again, Pony?
I certainly hope so.
Is she on TikTok?
Oh, not a chance.
Oh,
I like that she listens.
Yeah, I'd like to see her on
some
TikTok.
Some of her posts are suspect at best.
She was listening before I was.
Way while back you in the were day. In her womb.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing Don and Mike back then.
Yeah. It sounded like it was through puddles, but it was... You got it. When we come back, I teased you yesterday. I'm counting spoons, and I'll tell you why after this.
I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League.
I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of Team OS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow!
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win.
You're going to like this next spot,
Let's
Oscar,
do it.
Because this actually applies to you and your nephew.
Mm.
Summer adventures can turn into a lifelong love of learning, especially when the whole family shares the joy and excitement of discovery. KiwiCo delivers monthly crates of science and art projects for kids of all ages and kids at heart, and they include everything you need to complete each project so you can bring it wherever summer takes you. A lot of kids slack off in the summer. They're lost in their screen time and they're doing stuff that's not school-related.
Video games.
KiwiCo actually challenges them mentally to stay sharp and learn about science, art, and technology. Very, very cool. Each crate is a seriously fun exploration of science, technology, engineering, math, or art through hands-on activities like creating giant bubbles. And how about this? Experimenting with ice cream.
Ooh.
See, now I'm in. Do your part to encourage your children to be innovators and creative thinkers. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. Give them the tools to learn new skills, build experiences, and make new connections to the broader world as a parent. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenging. You don't have to be a parent either.
No.
Because T.O. Oscar.
Yeah, Sebastian
subscribed.
Gets
two.
Yeah. So you get literally one at the beginning of the month, one in the middle of the month, and it recycles throughout the year.
And on the 30th day of the month, Donald Duck sneezes. It's a wonderful thing. KiwiCo to the rescue. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages. This is true. No matter if you're a little itty-bitty or even a preteen, they've got everything for you. And you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. Now listen up. Pack summer full of memorable discoveries with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate with the code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. So check it out. Be like Oscar and treat the children to something nice.
Yeah, grandchildren, your kids.
Neighbors.
Your neighbor's kids.
Sure. Guess who? It's the neighbor's
Yoo-hoo!
Kids. Yoo-hoo! So I said this yesterday. I want to talk about this yesterday. And you were intrigued, so I'll go with this as long as you let me.
I didn't know you were OCD.
Yeah.
Is it a self-diagnosis or have you seen it? Well, you don't see doctors.
I've seen a few in the past couple months.
Yeah, but has a doctor diagnosed you with OCD? Everyone thinks they're OCD.
No, I don't think it's OCD to a where it's going to like stop me.
You're organized.
Yeah, I'm organized. And actually, in days of old, in radio, when you didn't have an iPad or a laptop to organize your sound, the Don and Mike show in days of old had literally thousands of cassette cartridges of tapes. Every yes. sound you heard was played off a cartridge. And if they needed it right away, I needed to know where they were. And I slowly built my own system for finding them and getting them into the cart machine in time. So that sort of organization is pretty good.
It is. That is a high level. And maybe this is too nerdy, but I only worked with carts about a month before everything went digital.
Okay.
So I was,
even after we went digital at JFK, we still use the carts.
Yeah. So, but for me, we never had enough carts to know what carts were unless you were at a radio station that had carts.
People should know in just a 10-second introduction, a cart is a small, it almost looks like an 8-track tape with a loop of tape in it. So when it's recorded, you play a sound or a song or anything. There's various lengths. They can be 10 seconds or very long. And so when the sound is over, it automatically cues up. It's ready to play again. Yeah. And in the old days, that's how you played sound effects.
How would you be like, farts on this side of the wall?
Farts were on the round rack.
Okay. This is great. From memory, and for you Don and Mike fans, and for me.
Yeah.
What was that rack? How was it broken up, segmented, categorized?
Okay, the round rack had like 8 25 cart racks on it.
Yes.
One was all a couple were all music beds. One was all theme songs for characters. There was farts. There was one that was reserved for the show open
like
every day.
One full row.
Yeah.
Of eight carts.
25.
25 carts of farts.
Yeah. Well, we would. Yeah. And then there was like there was rotators. There were special ones and everything. And now when we'd set
but
up,
they
the
wouldn't
studio,
go back in the same slot, right? Who would put them all back?
I would. I was the in-studio producer for a long time, so that studio was my domain.
Wow.
And when we would set up the show at the beginning, there would be like usually about 16 carts that had to be out at all times. Mm-hmm. And then the commercials were separate. Those were on top of the cart machines.
Yeah.
The go-tos were in front. And then there was, if you remember the old WJFK studio, there was a console halfway back in the studio that if you opened it, had record players
correct,
in it because it was an old rock station.
Yes.
I kept medium and new carts on top of that. They hadn't made it to the wall yet. Now, once they got to the wall, they were like recurrent. They weren't brand new and fresh, but I needed to know where they were. They were usually alphabetized by title. Mm. And then I got to a point where I was using different color schemes so I could spot them from like across the room.
Like, give me some examples.
Okay, like when I pulled all the tapes we wanted from, say, the movie The King of Comedy, mm-hmm. I remember this. They all had an orange block on the left side so I could find them and see them on the wall.
Wow.
And I could grab them that quick.
Now, and for you baby DJs, you're like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
exactly. You can't just search this in music.
So you're saying that, and I'm trying to picture this because even when once we got into radio, there was an instant replay machine and that was kind of ubiquitous everywhere.
We had one of those towards the end, but we still use the carts. And this was an entire studio wall, and the hallway leading to that was huge.
Was the mechanism to get to that sound effect,
mm-hmm.
or in this case, that fart?
Yeah.
Was it a cart number that Mike or Don wrote down and you had to pull it?
No, I produced. I had to try and stay inside their head to know what they wanted. Occasionally I would be asked for something. If I did that, that was always like a minus one, but I should know where the bit was going and then I would have
it
ready.
So you would pull the fart.
Right.
Before the fart needed to be played.
Exactly. And it would go in and there were six cart. This is so inside.
This is fascinating. Pony, I'm fascinated. I'm riveted.
Yeah. I've never heard any of this.
This is such insidey stuff, but there were six cart players in the studio and there are obviously 1, 2, 3 on top.
Enough
four, five,
for
six
farts.
Right. But 1, 2, and 3 were invariably loaded with a stager, a station ID, and the traffic bed so that we could go to commercial at any time.
So,
but 4, 5, and 6, I could load with stuff that I thought might be needed.
For those at home.
Okay.
Explain, like, give us like a stager, blah, blah, blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, the stage would be like, this is the Mike O'Mara show.
Yeah.
Or, boom, this is the Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Or, I don't know, whatever military horns. It's the G. Gordon Liddy show.
Yes.
And then because we were going out to a national audience, but every station carried the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the stager would just identify the show. Then it would go to the station ID, which would be usually something simple like blah, 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 WJFK or WJFK.
KCJJ, whoever's they're identifying on their end.
And then we would always go to traffic as the first element.
Got it.
Okay.
So then you'd go to traffic, but then you had three open cards.
Yeah, that I could put.
Would you preload them or would you stack them in front or stack them as the bit was going on?
I would usually, if it was one or two, they would be preloaded, ready to go. If he got to them, they were there. And if not, they weren't. And if there were more coming, I'd stack them. And as one would play, I'd pull and replace.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought, and I don't know, maybe. And so.
And to say, like, if we knew a bit was going to happen, like, if we knew, like, coming into a break, we would do, like, low-budget Jeopardy, which is we do every Friday, right?
Correct.
I knew the tapes that would be needed, and if Mike wanted to do, say, Jim Nantz,
correct.
He'd say, I'm doing Jim Nantz, get me the CBS music, and I'd have that ready.
Yes.
If we could plan ahead, we could, but so much of the show was spur of the moment that I had to sort of ride with it.
Wow. You know what's crazy is that, and this is not a knock on you, it's that infinitely takes so much more work.
Yes.
To ride the wave of a live show, a live national show.
Mm-hmm.
And the downside is so tremendous if you get that wrong.
Oh, horrible. Horrible.
Because Mike would just rail on us, or, you know, even maybe I would, depending on the day. But what would happen to you? Was it during the break? Because I don't remember a lot of that on air.
Well, we didn't get, to be honest, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back here, I didn't screw up that much.
Okay.
I mean, it was like of one mind, and I had listened to the show.
Sure, Mike loves hearing that now.
Well, I'm an older man now. But also, I would load the cards, but I would never hit play.
Got it.
There was that safety net.
Yes.
But I just tried to provide what they needed. But there were a couple times that something went wrong, and I would hear about it. And he said, "This is
on air."
Off air.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because I was a listener, so I don't remember, like, if there was an issue, I don't remember it being aired on air.
No, the sort of the thing was back then, if it was taken care of on air, it was not a big deal.
Yeah,
if it was addressed off air, you were in trouble.
Double trouble.
Yeah. And I mean, it upset me a lot of times. I liked making that show sound the exact way I wanted that show to sound,
that's
the way everyone wanted to. And then there was also, I mean, there was a box of CDs. I'd load the CD players too.
Yeah, but CDs. I mean, maybe I'm being a jerk, but CDs seem self-explanatory. Carts
are different.
That will mess up. That will miscue. That I remember. Forever in college, because that's where we had them.
Especially, and I'm sorry to jump in, but you just reminded me of something.
This guy.
If a long cart wasn't queued up and you pulled it out saying, I'll play this, I'll finish this out later to re-queue, and you don't, and it starts mid, horrible.
That's why horrible. I think I'm doing the opposite of Glenda Bloom. I'm celebrating. Because,
yes, exactly. Guess who?
Because guess who? Is that level of foresight, and again, you're dancing with the show.
Yeah.
And you have to know what is a collective of 8 times 25, what's that?
8 times 25, 400.
400 carts are at all times.
Yeah. I'm 200, I'm sorry.
200 carts.
Yeah, forgive me. And, well,
still,
that was...
Still, that alone would be like, oh, you know,
there was a lot more than that. And then, like, certain music beds, certain elements that lived on CD, and that those had to be loaded, too. And if it was something like way out of like a real left field call, I would put a post and say, this is what this is. Because once a CD is in, you can't see what it is.
And you'd have to lay the tracks out. So because CDs, I remember when broadcast level CDs, this is before they got to your house, had the readout of what the track was.
Yeah, the metadata.
And it would tell you exactly like, this is the Jim Blossoms, Hey Jealousy, whatever it may be.
Right.
Hey Jelly,
and you put
and
you put them in a bad Tascam or
But now, I mean, but then it was track one, track two,
that's
track
all.
Three, track
that's
four,
it.
Track five.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
But that is, I think, where OCD really comes in handy.
That's where you were ruined.
I don't know if I was ruined, but it was like...
I think what you're going to get to now...
I've gotten worse. Yeah. And I think it happened ruined. When I had my downtime because...
But your downtime, your life-threatening illness?
Yeah, because I spent... for the
downtime. Who calls it that?
Well, I'm trying to soften it. But for about a month, my day consisted of, if I wasn't going to the doctor, I was getting up, taking my meds, sitting on the couch, go to bed. Mm-hmm. That's it. That was the day. Because I felt like absolute garbage. People, just so you know, it wasn't just the liver. No, it was anemia.
Man could barely breathe.
It was horrible. It was horrible. So I started staring at things in the room because I had the same vantage point every day for hours. And I'd say like, I don't like the way those cutting boards look over there.
You're in your living room. You face your kitchen.
I would say it's the family room. It faces the kitchen. The kitchen is split with an island.
See, I haven't been to your house. I've been invited. Well, so I wouldn't know.
You have been invited.
When?
Many times, but you always say something that it's too far and you hate Leesburg.
That's probably true.
Yeah. And I've invited you for holidays, as a matter of fact.
Nah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you really poo-pooed it.
All right, moving on.
But and then I looked at like on one corner there's Carrie's desk. I said, God, that looks horrible. And one day I felt almost lightheaded because I walked over and started messing with her papers.
Yeah.
And I said, why am I doing this? Why am I? Because I just
thought you were trying to tidy up.
I was, but it wasn't. You see, I wasn't doing it for anyone but me.
Well, in fairness to you, and I'm no psychologist, right. But if you're in that level of despair, sometimes when you can't control what you want to control, you try to find other things to control.
Well, I thought I had it under control until I realized there was two things. One thing was when I was feeling a little bit better, I went downstairs and I noticed that I have many, many feet of vinyl albums on shelves, right?
Correct.
And
you're
noticed,
known for this. You're Vinyl Rob.
I'm Vinyl Rob, the vinyl frontier. And I looked and... two of them had been swapped alphabetically. It was very close, but it was like Kenny Rogers and I don't know, someone else named Rogers, and they had been swapped.
Yeah, but Rob, you, in fairness, when you're a pound and a gallon of vodka a week, that the fact that didn't happen more often is shocking.
Well, it didn't happen very much because one of the things I did is I went through all of them and I checked them all for alphabetization. And I got to
just
about,
to confirm.
Yeah, I got to like to the Moody Blues, and I said, "What the hell are you doing? You've never not found a record. Why are you wasting your time with this?" So I put that to bed. But here's where it got
here
bad.
We go.
I was emptying the dishwasher the other day.
This is recent. This is not when you're at home.
No,
like getting back on your feet.
This is 2 weeks, a week and a half ago.
Okay,
and I've got all, and it's. All the dishes are done, and I'm empty. I got a clean slate, and that's another OCD thing. Love a clean kitchen. Love it, love it, love it. When everything is put away.
I love that you love that.
And
What? I don't mean to be a jerk.
What?
Why are you doing all this?
Because it matters more to me, I think.
Okay, okay.
And
Carrie did save your life. So.
She did, and she, and you know what? She works her job.
And she stood by you.
She did, and when I couldn't stand.
Yes.
A man cannot stand. So I put everything around, and I said... the forks.
Yeah.
They look kind of, let me count them. And I picked up the forks and I counted them and there was 10. I said, odd. And I picked up the teaspoons and I counted them. 12 teaspoons. I said, yes, because I have service for 12. And I picked up the tablespoons. I had 12 of them. And I picked up the knives and I counted them. 12 of them. And I went back and again, I counted the forks. 10. And I looked like in the dishwasher, if anything had fallen, I checked in between couch cushions, and I realized I was down 2 forks. And I started texting everyone in the family. Do you have forks? Do you have forks? Did you take a fork to work? Did you take a fork to school? What is going on? And my mom just said, you know, they just got thrown away. That's what happened.
Yeah, but and who cares?
Why? I do, because you want a complete
service
set.
For 12, when's the last time you had 6 people in your house?
Well, this is the sidebar that's really going to drive you nuts.
Are they matching?
Yeah.
Do most people know that there's 12 in a set?
Well, they're usually 8, but I bought 12 because I bought them for our silver anniversary. I bought new knives and forks and not anything fancy, just new tableware as my anniversary gift to Carrie for 25 years because they're silver, right?
True romantic.
Well, we needed them and she liked it. What she doesn't know is this. I bought a second set and hid it. in the garage.
A backup set.
So when, and this is absolutely true, it's on top of my fridge. I used to call it my beer fridge. It's not anymore. It's on top of the bottled water fridge in the and I have it hidden so that if we ever had a silverware crisis, I could open up a brand new box of Mikasa Flourish and replace them all. But then I got really worried about the fact that I was only missing two forks. And I went and I looked everywhere and I checked Robert's room and I texted Julia, and Carrie said, I only took a fork to work once and I brought it back. You saw it.
This poor family.
And I said, I don't know. And Robert said, I bet your mom did it. And I said, I don't think she did. And I, because then I called her, I said, you know, and
Sharon, where are my forks?
And then Robert said, what did Shay Show say? Mm-hmm. I said, Shay Show said they probably got thrown away. And he said, exactly what would be said by someone who stole your forks.
May I?
Yeah. Go ahead.
If I received a text about forks
yes.
from my parents,
yes.
any of them, I would be concerned.
Well, don't worry. There's a happy ending.
Yeah, because it's not because I don't care about silverware.
Yeah.
But I care about my parents' well-being.
But what about...
And if you're concerned that you're missing two forks from a set that you've had for how long already?
Well, I mean, since October for our 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
But Oscar, it's about a sense of completeness. You don't want to not have 12 of everything. It doesn't match.
You can't even eat the food you love to eat.
I know. So at least give me my hardware if I can't have the software.
Just in case a buffet breaks out?
Yeah, an emergency buffet. So I said, I'm down two forks. And I'm okay with it now.
Mm-hmm.
But not.
And well, I said, mass text is not okay.
And I said, you know, I don't think that this is worth opening the backup set for. So I went online and I found a place, I think it's called loosesilver.com, and I found individual forks for $6 each. And I bought not two, but three. So now we can still lose a fork and we'll still have a complete set. And then when I realized as I was hitting set, no, brand new. Brand new.
Why would they have the same set?
Yes. It's the genuine article. I did the research.
Man, why would I? Now I'm jelly.
What? Don't be jelly.
That I didn't think of this racket of buying a set of 12. I guess that's how they come.
Yeah.
And then loosey goosey selling them one at a time.
Yeah.
Like Bubblicious in high school.
Exactly. The lollipop scam.
Yes.
100%.
But anyway, you are like one of probably thousands of rubes that have this issue.
Right. But don't you... You're not as much of a collector as me. Do you sense any satisfaction when you have a complete set of anything?
No.
It's huge to me.
No, Rob, I'm... this is... And maybe... Did you have a complete... The kitchen you grew up in when you were a kid,
yes.
was that a complete set?
No, not even close.
Okay, so I don't have the roots of... Like, I'm excited when I set the table at my mom's house. Which I do more than I should, cop to, because every Sunday I'm doing that.
Sure, yeah.
For us to have lunch. She cooks, I set the table,
yeah.
But there's no part of me that ever looks down and says, wait a second, that's not Mikasa.
What? It really, the thing, and here's why I think I'm getting worse.
You know what bothers me? Short, like, is it a salad fork or a dinner fork?
Oh, I had,
that drives me nuts.
I had 12 salad forks. 10 dinner forks.
So, but I guess my point is,
yeah.
that's as close to caring about that aspect of the table.
Right.
When it's not a formal occasion that I could ever think about.
But the reason I say I'm getting worse is that I really was ready to just accept it. And it bothered me.
You know what bothers me?
What?
Your inability to get an MRI.
But that bothers me too.
The fact that you're going on eBay on this like shady fork fell off the truck site and getting a one-to-one, that level of effort should be put towards getting an MRI.
I've got an MRI scheduled. I just have to hope they don't cancel it again.
You bought three forks. This is your third trip to the MRI team.
So what I should have done is brought a fork every time. They'd say, here's a fork. They'd say when I went into the tube, do you have anything metal? Just these forks.
Yeah, so if you applied the energy it would take to figure out
it
that
took
you,
very little energy.
Yeah, but you missed 10, you had 12, mass text, conversations, giving your poor mom who just had hip surgery the third degree about a fork, and then commiserating with your son about who actually stole them, and then going back and finding a site that actually had a matching set, and then realizing you could do two, but you do three just in case.
So I'm planning ahead. It's a redundancy.
All of those seconds add up to minutes and then hours, and you can't get an MRI.
Well, all I know is this, is that just what I thought I had finally put it to bed before I decided to look for replacements.
Here we go.
My mother, who knows how to play me like a fiddle, calls me on the phone, and we're just making small talk. Yeah. She says, by the way, did you ever find your forks?
And does she have them?
No, she doesn't. She's just making me nuts. That's what moms do.
Got it.
But anyway, so now I can invite over 12 people for dinner and 13 if we don't have soup.
Okay.
So that's what we can do now. But anyway.
Sharon. Does she listen to the show?
She's probably listening today. Okay. She goes home
this
today.
Is great.
As a
congratulations.
Her surgery was a dynamite.
I'm glad everything
dynamite.
Worked out. And yeah. I'm glad that HBS probably sent you a sweet text saying, I'm glad you're feeling better,
gal. I called
gal.
HBS last night to tell him that she did well. He was napping and listening to Ron and Fez. Well, simultaneously.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to do that? And then
the life he leads.
How about ask your son if he's had a successful MRI? No more forks. Push him along.
Maybe all he needs is a little encouragement.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I know this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring any carts to the MRI.
Please.
Because the magnet will erase them.
So true. You can erase a cart at any moment.
At any moment.
They have a machine there that you hit.
A $25 copay yes. just to erase this cart. We're down to 12 farts. We'll be right back.
Hello, parishioners. It's me, Uncle Baby Billy Freeman. I want to thank all of you that have supported me by purchasing my Baby Billy's Health Elixir. Blessings to all of you. But I've recently discovered something that's even more potent, and it's my God-given duty to tell you about it. It's the Michael Mara Show on TikTok. Beautiful, funny, spiritually uplifting, bite-sized clips of your favorite podcast. Perfect for yourself and for sharing with the congregation of your life. It's based on ancient scriptures and heals colds, flus, straps, even COVID. Just search TikTok for Michael Mara Show and follow. Follow us. Heal the spirit to heal the body. Michael Mara Show on TikTok. It's your salvation. Or my name isn't Walton Goggins. Baby Billy Freeman. Amen.
Mike, hurry home. We can't have Pony doing your voices
13
anymore.
Forks.
13 forks.
And, unlucky number.
Oh, you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it occurred to me that it's still not a match set because now there's an outlier.
Yeah.
Maybe I should put one of the forks and hide it.
It's like a third nipple.
It's not like that at all. Maybe a little bit.
13 forks.
13 forks and nowhere to go. Hey, with so much of the news about the housing and mortgage industry lately, how can you ever keep up with the changes in Oscar? How do you know who to trust?
Oh. You go with the professionals.
Exactly. Like my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. They're the only mortgage experts I recommend when it comes to a home purchase or a refi. Rates change daily. New loan products come out. Lending guidelines are updated. And you don't want to be left in the dark. Cornerstone First Financial has set themselves up for success by offering the lowest rates, ease of loan process, and of course, traditional and legendary white glove concierge service to help you with any mortgage situation. Their years of experience in customer service and rate guarantees makes one wonder, why would you go anywhere else? Everyone's saying, hey, why go anywhere else?
Why would you?
Why would you? Why? Come on!
Guess who?
Whether a purchase or a refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number one choice of all TMLS listeners, including Mike, Oscar,
correct,
and myself. They've handled us all, and they've done a great job. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. I hadn't planned on talking about this, but with this music in the background, do you recognize this song?
The Beatles?
It's not the Beatles.
Oh.
It actually is a sort of a retro surf guitar band called Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Pony, do you recognize what the song was used for? Recognize.
Yes, this was the opening to Kids in the Hall, I believe.
Exactly.
Never got Kids in the Hall. You know why?
Why?
Didn't have HBO. Fans too cheap.
Home box office.
Yeah.
Comedy Central at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time I got there, it was like that passed. I was watching My So-Called Life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a sad show.
Also, if you don't know and you're like, you don't really know comedy, like I didn't have funny friends. I had
You don't. You still don't.
I had like, you know, the kids in the neighborhood. No one was talking about Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Neighborhood, not as funny as Kids in the Hall. Anyway, they've relaunched another season on Netflix. I just want to say it's very funny. They have not missed a step.
Stranger Things, great as build, by the way.
Okay, tell me about it. I've not started it yet. Do I need to watch like the last couple episodes of season two? Because I don't remember all of what happened.
You don't have to. I wanted to dislike this season. And I don't...
Because haters going to hate, Matt.
This is true. He's a hater.
Yeah, I was jelly. So...
You were jelly of Millie Bobby Brown?
Too much success.
Yeah, a lot of success from Millie Bobby Brown. She'll be in the audio vault, Millie Bobby Brown.
So I dove in because my wife, she said, let's just watch this together. And I said, I'd love to. But I didn't show my hand to say this is probably going to be terrible. Because... I followed it from the beginning, and I've been...
And they're what? They're all like 30 now, right?
No, they're in high school. They're in high school.
Okay.
What I was not expecting is for the series to... the subject matter of the series to still be relatively the same, but mature in the terror and horror that allows for their characters and their audience to both be both surprised and terrified.
So it's... I mean, it was always eerie. But it's gotten scarier.
Erie, Pennsylvania. Quite scary. It is nightmares. It is. There are certain scenes where I was like, well, this might be too much for Tio Oscar.
Wow.
I at one point told my wife, probably not the best if we're trying to go to bed early tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm traditionally not. And by the way, for those of you that love horror and terror, you're going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's the psychology of the show that builds. And what you're not expecting.
Yeah.
And also, you thought it was gruesome to see, you know, some crazy monster from the abyss in an abandoned mall pierce through someone's chest.
Yeah, sure.
The suspense is not as graphic, but psychological.
Okay, well, when you see someone going drilled through the chest, that's really not suspense, that's gore.
Gore. So
but you're saying you're saying there's more suspense
there's
than gore.
The subject matter has aged and matured.
Well, psychological horror is the stuff that lasts. If you look at the great horror movies in the past, like Silence of the Lambs, I'll count it, Psycho, The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby. Mm-hmm. You don't see anything.
It's very Scream. Exorcist-y, Scream, actually.
Yeah,
probably not Scream.
Maybe not Scream. Mm-hmm. And good for you. That the Scream franchise has come back and Neve Campbell says, no thanks, you're not paying me enough.
Yeah, that's a...
Do you think that was a plan gone sideways?
You got to ride that gravy train.
Exactly.
Do you know... So, you should watch it.
Okay, I will.
Because I think of anybody, your perspective would be... That lens would give a little more credibility than what I'm saying because my palate
Does
is not...
Does anyone get stabbed with a dinner fork?
Yeah, my palate is not as as evolved as yours for... The history of cinema.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm totally evolved, but I appreciate it.
But I was pleasantly surprised that the gore factor was not as, but the suspense.
That's great. I love that.
Who are the brothers again? Not the Garland brothers.
Oh, Jesus.
Look it up, Potter. Yeah. I found something by accident.
Duffer Brothers.
Yeah.
I found Very something well. On Netflix quite by accident. And I guess in the back of my mind, I knew it existed, but I can't recommend it enough. I was dying laughing. There is a show called Norm MacDonald Has a Show. And it's a two-person talk show with Norm and celebrity guests. Mm-hmm. And there's a sidekick that's there for him just to make fun of. But the first episode with David Spade is so
bad. It's like a real talk show?
Yeah. It's so
bad. From when?
I think it's probably from 5 or 6 years ago.
Let me look that up.
It is so backbreakingly funny. And he does this thing to David Spade. It's Netflix, so there's no commercials.
Yeah.
At different points in the interview, he just says, we got to go to break. Mm-hmm. And they don't go to break.
There's no break.
And David Spade is like, so why are we talking now? Why are we talking? He said, we got to go to break. We got to go to break. He is just having a great time with it. And I watched that and then most of the episode with Drew Barrymore. Pretty good lineup of stars, and if you, like me, like Norm MacDonald, this is something that it was a real unexpected treat, almost like an Easter egg to find that it was
2018.
On. Yeah, So right before the pandemic. And you'd not heard of it either, right?
No, I'd love to watch this.
Yeah, start with the Spade episode. It is so great.
Oh, I can't wait.
So good. I know we both like David Spade.
Thank you for sharing that.
Boop, boop, boop. Beep, boop, 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 boop. All right, when I come back, hot shopping news. We're running a little bit late, but I got to get this in.
Please.
Because I told our coworker Maria about this, and I think she was about ready to call in sick and take advantage of the deal. She was very excited.
Can't
wait. Very excited. And it benefits us a wee little bit. So check out Norm MacDonald and Stranger Things, and we'll be this after back. Back. Opera.
Oh, Paisans! The Michael Merritt Show can be watched on Facebook and YouTube.
Above ground.
Listen to on iTunes and Spotify. Now I present to you the show's next conquest, TikTok. Check out video clips of the show with new content every day. Click on at Michael Merritt Show and follow today. Capiche? Grazie. Now back to our capo,
Rob Spiewak. I would love it if there was video of Pauly with that music playing in the background. He points out, do you have a pool? Yes. 6 questions I could ask as a retiree. Pauly, hello. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots?
Not anymore.
Not anymore, thanks to Sunday. Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more the easy way. They've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. You used to dread taking the time to fertilize your lawn. It was hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's tile scrubbing hard.
Mm.
It's tough stuff. But now you can look forward to it.
Because on someone else's pool.
Someone else's lawn. Because Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. You don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to getsunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They already know the soil and climate data for where you live based on your address, and they will create a personal nutrient plan delivered right to your door when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family and pets in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, molasses, and best of all, it really works. Mike has been using it for years, and you just hook it up to your hose.
Super
easy. It's easier than watering your lawn, and you're done. 15 minutes, and you've got lush.
They'll send it
grass.
To you. They'll send it to you when you need it.
Yeah, you don't need to be reminded.
Yeah, you're like, I'm good. I'm subscribed.
Exactly. I said, where's the comment? Sunday is offering our listeners 20%. This gives me more time to clean my pool.
Yeah. Long taking care.
Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start just $129. You can get $20 off. Forget, let me restate that. And you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit getsunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at getsunday.com/TMOS. Now, we've talked for years about supporting the show by going through our website to Target and Walmart.
Yes.
And it's a great way. If you're going to be shopping online anyway, please do it.
Use the banners.
You got to use the banners. Do you know that Target is facing huge price cuts?
Wait. Rewind.
Yeah.
They're facing or they're...
You're preparing to do huge price
cuts.
Okay,
so they're offering.
Say. Yeah, well, they will. But they have to do it.
But isn't Target known for their great value?
But it's going to get even better. Because they didn't anticipate this.
Interesting.
This is from Yahoo News. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
Guess who? The action comes after a pronounced spending shift by Americans from investments in their homes to money spent on travel, nights out for dinner, and dressier clothes. That change arrived much sooner than they anticipated.
Ooh.
They saw a faster bounce back from the pandemic, and it kind of left Target with a huge backlog of inventory because they thought the years of people buying sweats and pretzels was going to live on.
Yeah.
And now they're stuck with everything. The speed at which Americans pivoted away from the pandemic spending was laid bare in the most recent quarterly financial filings for a number of major retailers. Target reported last month for the profit of its first fiscal year of, Target reported last month its profit for the first fiscal quarter was down 52%.
Yes. I'm well aware of their financials, because it was a shock to the entire market, because it signals consumers are not spending at the level they were.
Right.
What I wasn't aware
they banked on the wrong thing.
And also the supply chain issues that some stuff you ordered 2 quarters ago just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me so they're slashing prices to minimize, if I'm not mistaken, the so what is a sunk cost, what has already been spent,
right,
to bring the, they just need to get it off the shelf and sell it.
Yeah, they need to
get that cash back.
And they also need to make room for their fall and winter stuff.
Okay.
Because they literally are running out of storage space.
What can I get? Or what can we get?
Well, what would you
from
like?
From Target.
I would. I mean, they're going to have to move all.
But do you have any details?
They just said that they're going to, they need to move product. So okay. Definitely cruise.
True cliffhanger here.
Yeah.
If it's TVs, great.
Yeah.
If it's flip-flops, I'll go barefoot. I'm okay. Like, what's the difference between a $10 flip-flop and a $5 flip-flop? $5.
Mr. Rockefeller.
If I don't need them, I'm not going to race to okay, get stocked oh yeah, well, up on flip-flops.
No, you don't want to buy stuff you don't need, but if it's something you need, I advise ye to look at Target.com through our website and see if the prices are indeed tumbling.
Yeah.
Because 52% in 1 year is a pretty big tumble. They're going to have to move.
Yeah, but it... I don't know. Everything's changed. Everyone's at work. We talked about work from home yesterday,
right?
And then this morning I'm Ubering in because I sit on my bike.
Lots of good theories about that on the fan page.
Thank you. The gentleman
Friday will have an
who drove me in. He said there's more cars because everybody moved out of the city, so there's less people coming into the city. Let's say 30% of the workforce is coming back into the city,
right?
But everybody bought cars that moved out of the city, so there are two car family, or they actually have a car now.
Right.
So there's more cars because the public transportation isn't where it's where it should be, or people don't feel comfortable riding it yet.
Our crumbling infrastructure.
Yeah. So the city here, you're like, are we, this feels like there's a lose situation, except for the 50% off.
Right. Exactly. So anyway,
silver linings.
Be aware of this. And also, hear, America, for bouncing back from the pandemic pretty quick. Target had you pegged
don't
as lazy losers.
Happy.
No, don't. Wear a mask.
Yes.
Wear two masks.
Well, we're wearing masks now. Moderna did announce today, though, a hybrid, a booster, new guy coming
is
in the fall.
Is that the Novavax one?
No. Ooh. This is Moderna. I know about the Novavax.
Yeah.
But the other one is, it'll have a higher efficacy for the Omicron variant.
This, you know why this is great?
And the old school.
Because I rolled the dice and got my booster,
yeah.
Even though my doctor said you might want to wait till fall. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's a fresh shiny one
now
this fall.
You'll get that new guy.
Yeah, I'm going to say, hey, in your face.
Yeah, just like Sunday for your lawn.
Sorry, I'm not going to have pet spots on my body any longer.
Yeah. Maybe on your liver, but not your body.
Those aren't pet spots. Trust me, I know where they came from, and it ain't the kennel. I have prepared for you a trip to Soundtown.
Let's do it.
So buckle up, and we will return after this and make all that happen. Has your mom replied to you, Pony, of anything that she heard on the show today?
Yeah, she said you guys are jerks.
Guess who?
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now. Thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. Traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks, just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there. If you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time in the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
That's my favorite promo to show off Mike's voice
I
work.
I love it.
I've played that for people and they say, how did you get Morgan Freeman to
How's
do
that
your
possible?
Show? Yeah. No wonder you're broke. Do you know that one of the most important parts of your day is hydration?
It is.
It's one of the things I learned when I went through my health scare is that I was criminally underhydrated.
Mm.
And it was one of the reasons why I felt so rotten for a long time. It takes a while to get rehydrated, so it's best to stay ahead of the curve. And the best way to do it is with Liquid IV. You see, making hydration a priority makes us feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape pina colada, and Mike's favorite, strawberry. He loves the strawberry. And it's GMO, free from gluten. It's non-GMO, forgive me. It's non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy, and it has cellular transport technology, also known as CTT. It's the optimum ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to your bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. Good folks, they've donated over 20 million servings globally, and so you should support these people. They're great supporters of us, and we ask you to support them. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, where you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Now let's do this. Boom.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
I was thought I was going to have to wait until the audio vault to say your name over and over again because I do love saying it. Millie Bobby Brown.
Never mind.
Millie Bobby Brown is, she plays, her character is 11 on
L.
The, L. Yeah, you call her L, short for 11. Now that's actually Spanish for the Evan, right?
No.
Yes.
L. Evan.
L. Evan. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
The Evan.
Mm. But anyway, Millie Bobby Brown was on a show called Hot Ones. Are you familiar with this show?
Of course.
Yeah.
World famous.
Where people, they book a celebrity guest and they eat progressively hotter buffalo wings and they ask questions. Most people complain. They say, oh, this is really hot. She had a pretty, pretty strong reaction.
Ooh.
So here's Millie Bobby Brown on Hot Ones.
Oh, no.
That's not even normal.
No, nothing about it. Nothing about it.
That, like, made me want to stop breathing.
You're still doing well. You're still crushing it.
No.
You're still doing good.
No. What one did Tom Holland cry at?
At this one. This one.
Why did you do this to me? I'm only 18. I'm only small. Why? It's, like, not getting better, though.
I know. It's just going to grow a little bit.
I don't think I can do more. I'm telling you, my face doesn't feel like my face. I can't feel my face
when I'm with you.
Literally.
I don't know. I think I could probably handle that show, but it's...
You could. We could do the same type of... So they sell... You can buy the packs of...
Oh, the progressively hotter stuff?
But I don't know you to be this palate monster where you can handle that.
I probably could. I know that one time on the show, Mike had just discovered sriracha.
Yes.
And I had never had it. And he said, oh, it's not so bad. Here, just pour yourself a shot glass and drink it. And I said, okay. And guess what? It was plenty hot, but I was able to deal with it.
Yeah, but that's pedestrian, right?
Well, sriracha, Pawnee? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's middle of the road.
You took a shot of Miller Lite.
Yeah. It's not like habanero or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the...
hot, spicy food?
I do. What's the scale?
Kelvin
Scoville.
Scale?
Scoville
scale. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. All right. So yeah, we can look into that in the future. You in the past have mentioned you're okay with yacht rock.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if this is soft rock or yacht rock. You have to tell me. You'll recognize it, especially when they start singing. Do the names Seals and Crofts mean anything to you?
No.
Really?
They had
several number one hits. Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. I believe his name was Dash. And this song is called Get Closer, and I think you'll like it.
Darling, if you want me to be.
Classic yacht rock.
You know it?
Yeah. I didn't know that was them, but...
Yeah, so it does classify as yacht rock, you think?
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Sadly, yesterday, they've not released the cause of death, but Jim Seals passed away yesterday at age 80, and they left with several really good number one records. As a matter of fact, here's a small montage of their stuff. And I'd say it falls squarely into the yacht rock category.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, a lot of them would. They're number one records.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you play that earlier?
That's a great song.
Great song.
Bye.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
This is a great record.
Summer Breeze, the most famous?
Yeah, I think they had four number one hits, though.
Still.
Yeah, it's
more than
pretty
us.
Good. And so
Safe Home
to Jim Seals. I always liked their music. Now, here's the thing. Esquire magazine ranked all of Will Ferrell's movies.
Here we go.
The best at the very top and the worst at the bottom. The worst was Daddy's Home 2.
I've watched Daddy's Home 2. Yes, I agree. Terrible.
What do you think is the best, the highest rated Will Ferrell? And I wouldn't agree with this, but according to Esquire, that's what I would have said. I would have said Elf, but Anchorman. It wasn't Elf. Anchorman is
great
it.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Oh.
Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it. Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
I, you know what? I'm no great Will Ferrell fan. But I was...
That movie holds up. Just rewatch it.
The week that Robert was diagnosed with his leukemia, mm-hmm. Some folks came into the hospital. They said, you guys have been here for 7 days straight. Go to a movie. Do something. And they kicked us out of the hospital. And Carrie and I went and saw Anchorman. And it made me laugh at a very valuable time. So for that, I will always value it. But I still think he's probably a jerk. Now, here's something, a question for you that might not entertain you. This, to me, was such a major victory. Because my wife and my kids, to a certain extent, love reality programming, mm-hmm. and some of it I can watch.
Well, most of America does.
I like the under the what is it? Under deck,
below deck,
below deck. Under
and you
deck.
Like 90 Day Fiance?
I don't like 90 Day Fiance.
Oh, that's
the worst.
If you don't want to pay attention, but you want to feel better about your life, you watch that show.
Ever since that thick guy left,
before the engagement, I love. Yeah. But like all of that.
What
garbage.
Was the one with the windmill where they had sex in the windmill?
Was that The Bachelor?
That's The Bachelor.
Yeah, okay.
Different. That's two different shows. Mr. Well, Pop Culture.
I will
over here.
Never know Please. The difference between any reality.
I
shows.
Love that he just said, what's the one with the windmill? And we're climbing over each other to answer
Jeez.
It. One that I particularly hate because there's absolutely no substance to it. At least The Bachelor has a game show element mm-hmm. to it, right? 90 Day Fiance. You got to figure out if they're going to stay or they're going to go.
Yeah. Or if the visa's going to clear.
Yeah. What about Todd Chrisley?
Oh, Chrisley knows best.
Yes.
I'm in.
Okay.
Train wreck.
Do you know that yesterday he was found guilty of bank fraud and tax evasion?
Not shocking.
I think $30 million was the number that was chatting about.
This is the second time he's had issues with the feds.
And Todd and Julie Chrisley will probably be doing a little bit of hard time. Let's hear some words of wisdom from Todd and Julie Chrisley.
People around us see this pretty picture and think it's perfect. We're not perfect.
But perfect no, you're not. Should be something you should strive to be. I expect a certain standard. I want us to live a certain way. Julie never gets stressed out over that kind of stuff.
If I did, I would be crazy. Because that's every day.
You need help. You need help.
You can't offer me the help that I need.
I'm not.
This right here is beyond couch time.
I've watched so many episodes and I always come away with the same question. Why does he have a show? He's a real estate guy in Atlanta.
Yeah, but this is the same for the same reason as why we like I'm literally watching and invested in someone in Iceland that's dating someone from the States.
Yes.
That has no you can tell they don't like each other, but they're already on TV, so they gotta make a show.
They got to. They've signed some papers.
It's for this the Chrisley situation is at least they've got, hijinks and grandma's making pot or moonshine in the tub. Like, it's always something happening.
Bad kids. But you know what? I thought the kids were the problem, but apparently it's the parents.
Ah, you got to pay your taxes, people.
My son's laundering money.
Pretty picture.
That looks like a pretty picture. Well, I want to tip the TMOS cap to one of our favorites, Luke Bryan, because all his life he's wanted to catch a 10-pound bass.
Ooh.
This is what he's wanted to do, and good for Luke. He found out that this weekend, after weigh-in, he caught a bass that weighed 11 pounds, Ooh. 6 ounces, and Luke is so excited.
That's a long time coming. We haven't put him on the scale yet.
Got it. She's big. All right, get ready.
Get ready.
11 6.
Oh, my
11,
God. Like a whole one.
Trying to catch my 10 pounder my whole life, and I just caught an 11.6. Oh, girl, oh my goodness, 11.6.
Of course, the record is not official until it's signed off on by Matt Bloom.
What's the biggest fish you've caught?
Oh, probably like 3 or 4 pounds. That catfish was probably the biggest.
Wow.
Well, I mean, okay, the stingray at Virginia Beach was the biggest, but I think the as like as far as bass go, like 3 or 4 pounds.
A delicious bass.
A delicious bass.
So now, do you like Luke Bryan more or less?
Less.
Okay. Well, he's supposed to be the everyman, right?
He made too big a deal out of that.
Not the everyman.
Okay.
Anyway, so that that's all I have.
That's it. Okay.
But it's a celebration of a great man, Luke Bryan. Sound. 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 Sound.
We call this Stereophonic Sound.
Sound Town.
So tomorrow, Oscar, I need your help.
Mañana.
I have a big decision to make.
Oh, I love this.
I need your help.
I love this. I'm in.
I'm conflicted. It has nothing to do with flatware either.
No.
So.
That's concerned.
I don't know. Maybe I'll bring a fork with me.
I'll take 13 MRIs over 13 forks in a day.
13 MRIs. It's the worst story that Edgar Allan Poe ever wrote. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Still taking entries for the Talking Head, which we postponed this week because it's Mike's favorite bit.
Yes.
Didn't want him to miss out. So we will. Talking Head will return, so send me your stuff. Include a phone number, please, so I can call you late at night. What are you doing? Our mailing address is The Mike O'Mara Show, 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C., 20036. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOmaraShow.com. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana and Matt Bloom, delicious pass. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.